disappointed though about the bleeding, the way you were saying about the engines and shit, that's like, that's, I'm pure let down like because of that now. Fuck that shit, you know what I mean, starting on a rant. You were at the bleeding recording me,
yeah,
halfway through.
It's gonna be one of them episodes. Wes is angry.
I'm angry. I'm fucking angry. Yeah, I'm actually, I really am. I'm genuinely pissed off with that, man. I'm fucking Fallout. We're talking Fallout 76. Hello, everybody. And welcome to Bit of Bants.
Yes.
Angry Bants.
Yeah, just thought I'd press that there. Wes, just talking about how 76 is getting on. It's not getting on very well.
No, I'm disappointed, man. Apparently, it's not doing great at all. It's buggy, laggy, glitchy, fucking everything-y.
It's a Bethesda game, basically.
Hang on, though. What do you mean, though? Bethesda are good. Like, I like Bethesda.
Yeah, but they're very buggy games when they come out.
Yeah, when they come out. So I'm hoping that they'll patch it all in a while.
But this is like, hey, it's like Bethesda. Someone at Bethesda went, oh, I can make the, like, our games are always laggy. And then someone else at Bethesda went, yeah, hang on, hold my beer. Hang on, watch this.
Well, what is that? What happened? What do you mean?
No, it's like the game, and someone goes, "Ah, oh, like someone does something like I bet you can't fuck that up," and then someone else who can fuck up even more goes, "Hang on, hold my beer."
Oh, right, yeah, basically, yeah. But that's what I mean. Like, I don't know. I'm just fucking disappointed. Like, it's the same. Basically, Fallout 76 is the same engine as Fallout 4, but
yeah, it is. It's straight up like, if the game can hardly withstand a single player game, and then you made it even more gigantic with 66,000 people.
To make a bigger map, yeah, well, less.
Well, how many people in it? I don't know. I haven't really done a lot of research into it. I just know I'm not interested.
Yeah, it's not doing good, apparently.
People saying their workshops aren't even spawning in when they're trying. When you go to their workshop, the menu's not loading up to build their camp.
Yeah, but it's only just been released, so.
But they had that beta, which was meant to do this, but the beta came out 2 weeks before the game launched. So there was no time to fix that.
No.
It was a time beta as well.
That's ridiculous. Then, I don't know. I'm just hoping that picks up. Maybe. We'll see what happens with that anyway. But either way, you've been stuck on Red Dead at the moment. Well,
jumping from one to one.
I said it in the last podcast that I was probably going to be the last one to finish it. All the lads have just finished it, and I'm still on fucking chapter two. Well, you finished it. Wardy finished it. I think
no one else has gone. I went into the chat and said, oh, you finished that, and I got called a sweat ball for doing it.
Is Davey not? Davey hasn't finished it, right?
Davey hasn't.
Oh, not Davey. Davey
hasn't even started a mission yet, he said.
No, he hasn't done anything. He hasn't done anything. Like, explored like loads of the map.
It makes sense though, because Davey dies at the start of the game anyway. So
what do you mean?
The first member of the game, when you get up into the yoke, oh, Davey's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Davey put that in the chat. Oh, Davey. The yoke, oh, I'm dead.
No, I'm still only on fucking chapter two, man. I've bleeding just unlocked the ledger in the game where you have to upgrade the camp and stuff like that. So I need to get cracking. But I've already been told a lot of spoilers and stuff like that. So
we won't be spoiling it here, so don't worry about that.
No,
we're
not gonna.
Keep your hand off that next pause. Yeah, button
we're not.
There,
there's no spoilers coming in anyway. No, we won't discuss anything. But
spoiler alert: Arthur becomes a girl. Or Tina.
Arthur Jenner.
Wes.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the only similar story I can think of. But,
no, I'm joking. He gets wings, becomes a Pokemon. His name is Articuno Morgan.
And that's all he can say after that.
Articuno.
There's no dialogue.
Sure.
But
Articuno, sure, boy.
But so far, though, I'm enjoying it. I have enjoyed it. I haven't got proper stuck into it, but I'm still enjoying the overall gameplay. At first the lads were like, oh, there's bugs, this and that, but I haven't experienced any bugs.
Not really bugs. Like, I'm gonna do a little solo one of my own, kind of like talking about my first impressions and my first playthrough of the game. I said I have to go back and play it again because I missed trophies, but yeah, there'll be an actual review with me and Wes. Will sit down and we'll talk. That might be another, like, probably not another 2 hour chat, but that might be a bit of a long one. We're gonna just deep delve into it. Spoilers,
we go in detail. Yeah, there will be spoilers, all that. We'll have to put, we'll be notifying people anyway.
But for people who haven't played it yet and are about to, or are just starting it off, don't go into it thinking it's going to be Grand Theft Auto with horses in the West.
No.
Because it's not.
No. It is not.
It's a cowboy simulator.
Well, yeah, but like, basically, don't go in there trying to be a saint, because the game actually will force you not to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It is actually focuses more on being an outlaw. Because I'm trying to do it. I'm trying to be honourable. And it's just not work like that. I tried to be an example. Like, now this is, there's no spoilers here or anything like that. I was just cruising in the game, just floating, chilling on my horse. Next of all, this dude flies past me with, like, this is just a random thing that can happen, and this chap just flies past me with like a guy on his horse, And he's like, now you stay out of this, you hear? You know what I mean? So I was like, oh, where are these guys going? And I wasn't even antagonizing. I wasn't doing nothing. I was just trotting behind them just to see where they go. And he like, and I noticed, but like the AI is actually fucking class in the game, man. I know, and your man, I noticed your man keeps looking back at me, you know what I mean? And he's like getting paranoid and shit. So I was like, all right, maybe I'll hang back. But before I even got to do that, he just whipped out his pistol, started blasting the face on me. So I was like, right, fuck you then. So I shot him and his friend. There was another dude, there was two of them. And I shot him and his mate off the horse. Took the guy off the back of the horse. And I was like, right, well, seeing as they were the assholes, I'll be nice to you and I'll let you go. Let him go. So as I let him go, I was like, I'll loot these two dead guys. So I'm checking their fucking bodies. And as I'm doing that, some other chap comes balls by in a horse and looks at me and stops. And he's like, did you do this? And I was like, no, nothing to do with me. Next while he's like, no, I don't believe you. And he starts hightailing her out there. So I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. So I had to shoot him in the back. He was gone, man. I couldn't chase him down. He was gone. I had to shoot him in the back, but it just came up bounty. I shot him in the back, yeah. But he didn't die. So it came up bounty wanted. Long story. I know this story is long, but anyway, I got a 30 quid bounty on my head, right? So I was like, just had enough money to pay that bounty. Went to the post office, paid off the bounty. As I walked out of the post office, this fucking O'Driscoll motherfucker starts mounting off. And I'm like, fuck the O'Driscolls. So I got off, started punching the head off him. Started boxing the face off him. He takes out a gun. I blast him 6 times in the face. I was melted. So do not try. Moral of the story, don't try to be nice. Fuck everybody in that game. Because they will fuck you.
Okay.
Now, rant over.
I'll go back to Red Dead really
and
quick.
And that was like in the four. I probably about an hour of gameplay at this stage. Like, do you know what I mean? I was like, what the fuck?
Just want to really quick just say again, if you hear the baby crying, I'll stop beforehand. I just have Charlie on the monitor beside me.
Oh, the little baby's in bed, yeah.
So if you do, then we hear like in the middle of a speech and we hear him let out a wail from the monitor. Again, we'll stop and start. It'll be awkward now.
Yeah.
Just in case you might get a little bit of it and it just stops.
I was like, just a heads up.
Like, what the fuck was that? Yeah. So we are walking down the road, listening to a song, like, and like a car or a bike goes by, and like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what was that?
Remember the Eminem song, Yellow Brick Road, has him going by. He's like cycling back home, and yeah. he has a sound effect of a bike going by right there. And I swear to God, when every time I was going to school with that, and this man right here's like, and I was like, oh, what the fuck? But yeah, so that's what Wes did. Wes was paying off 40 quid bounties and.
That's literally all I've had. Like, I don't want and
saving people off horses. Whereas me,
I got mauled by a legendary bear as well.
I'm killing people. I'm tying people up alive and throwing them on top of bonfires.
Yeah, but see, and that's because you can afford to do
and
that.
Then I'm
now.
Going back into people, and the people are hogtying going, you're going to burn me, aren't you?
See, Louis finished the game now, so he's just acting the bollocks, basically. So, like, he's just taking the piss now.
Yeah, I have another meter. And the other meter was literally kind of, it was like, it can go left, like, it's in the middle when you're neutral, and it goes left if you're evil, and it goes. Right if you're good, and I was constantly hanging in the middle going left and right, dipping them on both sides throughout the entire game. And then at the end, now where I am, it's just tanked, it's just red. Everybody yeah. can fuck off. If you look at me wrong, you're getting shot.
Nobody likes you.
If you don't say hello to me, you're getting shot. If greetings. I am not in a good mood, you're getting shot.
Even if you say it the wrong way.
Howdy, mister. What?
First person to say howdy's getting in the face.
So we even seen it today. I was leaving the town, and just as it's going by, I went past him and I pressed circle and the boo.
Just yeah, fuck you.
That resulted in a statewide manhunt, and I got like a €600 bounty.
Yeah, turned into an all-out killing spree, man.
But I got money for days, so I'm just paying it off. Like ching ching ching.
So yeah, the game is actually quite entertaining. I'm enjoying the game, man. I've been told there's a lot of different things that I've been told to go and find and do, and well, I'm not going to give it away now because
there's stuff to do. But I will say, don't go in thinking it's Grand Theft Auto, because it's not. Go in and enjoy the story for what it is. It might be a bit slow burn, but just stick with the burn and you will become invested in these characters. I got to chapter 3 and that's when I really got invested.
That's why, and that's
when plot moments were happening. I was like literally on my own in the room going, oh fuck,
yeah,
what? And that was the moment when I got hooked. But I wish I had that for the first 2 chapters, which I didn't, because I thought it was going to be...
Well, it's a slow starter.
It was going to be like Grand Theft Auto. Like, this is rooting, tooting, cowboy shooting.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not
straight up.
This is not wheelie, steely, automobile-y.
Yeah, the game does make you... It forces you to role play. You know what I mean?
But enjoy the role play.
You can choose not to do it, but the game will go against you doing that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Enjoy yourself. Like, enjoy, again, yeah. There'll be a couple... I don't know, like, this is going to become the fucking Red Dead podcast. We talked about it non-stop. I know, coming up. Yeah. We have the bets to come back to. I know the outcome of the bets over.
Yeah, the Latin, the Wes doesn't. The wagers podcast.
Wes doesn't, so we'll
I know back, the outcome of some.
We'll come back to wagers at the end, and we know who owes. Well, Wes will finally know who owes who donuts.
Are we going to wait at the end?
When you finish the game, we can go finish the wagers.
Oh yeah, so well, I'm gonna get cracking on it. I'm gonna grind on that motherfucker. This I'm off then, work all next week. So R.I.P. Wes for a week at least.
Then we have I'm gonna do a solo one where I'm just gonna go on before some impressions, like I said, and then we'll have the big Dell spoiler everything. We're gonna talk together about what happened, what we did, what happened to us, did this happen to you, etc., etc.
Yeah.
So by then, you should have the game finished. If you're a casual gamer, you should be past chapter two. Anyway, they're coming up as well as other podcasts. But we're just locking this out now. We were playing the game for a bit. I said, let's knock out a quick podcast. It's been a while since we had one, so I've got a game for you.
Get one going.
I've got a game for you, Wes.
A game?
We've got another Who Wants to Be a Millionaire game. Like cheat codes. Looking around online and I've seen this topic come up. I was like, you know what? That'd be actually be pretty cool for a game.
Yeah, but I'm not too confident about it, though, but we'll give it a crack.
It's multiple choice, so you have a 24% chance of getting these right.
Well, that's our. Oh, there's four answers you did. All right,
okay, cool. Make a bit more. Give you lifelines again, 50-50.
We'll do that, will we?
Already 50-50. There's no bonus one this time.
There was a fine. We'll just do a 50-50.
Yeah, I'll give you two 50-50s because we're not phoning.
Two 50-50s, right.
We'll do a phone a friend as
how
well.
Many, how no many one is answers. That?
There's eight.
Okay, then.
Okay?
Right.
You have to get eight to win, okay?
I have to get eight?
Yeah, probably. Fuck you. No, I'm joking.
Six or something.
Do you want to go six? That's your... Five.
Well, considering I have two 50-50s, you know what I mean? So
we'll give you a phone a friend as well for the crack. We'll ring someone again, will we?
Well, who the hell are we going to ring? Nobody's going to fucking answer again.
Yeah, you're right. We always leave this at like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, we didn't tell anybody we were doing this. Yes.
That's why I think it's funny. Hey, what's up? What you want?
Yeah, you just know, have to explain the whole situation.
You know the answer to this question. You for fucking real.
Say hello to everybody.
Fucking babe in the background crying. The dog's howling.
I'm going to tell you, I'm on the phone.
Right. So the game, I was online, I seen this topic, I thought this would be deadly for a little game. Consoles come and go. You've had generations upon generations of consoles. There's rumours about the new Xbox coming out. There's rumours about the PlayStation 5 coming out.
When?
I didn't look at them, but
the fucking rumours. I didn't hear any rumours about
PS5. Sony are not doing their Sony Xbox thing. They usually have like a Sony's game conference.
Yeah,
that's not happening this year. That's done. The Devolver have come out and said they're not coming to E3 next year.
Why?
There's no Sony 2019 E3.
For what reason? Because of next gen?
I don't know. But apparently the PS5, it looks like the PS5 might be getting announced next year.
Okay.
So that's the thing, right? That's just speculation. We don't really do speculations, but we do what we don't. So the consoles come and go. Those old consoles are gone in the past. Relics of once war. Classics. Oh yeah, remember your favourite game from that? But at one point...
The OGs, original games.
The console stopped getting that. And at that point, somebody, without even knowing, had made the final game for that console.
Yeah.
We got eight consoles. We got the Nintendo Entertainment System. The NES. The old Mario was on.
Yeah. A lot of them I'm familiar with.
Super Nintendo. We have the Sega Mega Drive.
We got
the Game Boy.
The game, like which one?
The normal, the original
the
Game
gray
Boy.
One? Yeah, the brick. Yeah, I love that. I used to have the light attachment and all for that, man. Do you remember that shit?
In the car going home.
It was like a little case with all these little attachments for it.
All you could do if you're in the back of a car playing that is just hope that the street lights would go fast.
Yeah. You couldn't see nothing, man.
The N64, the PlayStation 1.
That was my favourite.
The PlayStation 2 and the original Xbox.
The original Xbox, like just the first Xbox.
The Xbox, big, huge, fucking black box.
Yeah, that was good.
That was the size of your microwave oven.
I'll admit, though, at the time, it still was better than the PlayStation.
Oh, yeah, the PS2 and the Xbox.
That was when they kind of outdone the PlayStation that time, and it was... Slightly, you know, no, for like graphics and stuff like that, you know what I mean?
PS2 was the best-selling console of all time.
Is it?
Yes.
Of all time?
All time.
Really?
Yeah, because... It was also people used to buy a PS2 just for a DVD player as well.
That's true. Yeah,
it was like probably one of the.
I was hardcore.
The best PS probably is life. One of the best DVD players you can get is a PS2.
Yeah.
Like just for what it was, you could do everything with it, and then like the PS3 didn't really do as much as the PS2 could.
Yeah.
But the PS3 was also a Blu-ray, but who went out and bought a Blu-ray unless you're a big film fanatic? Anyway.
Yeah. I wasn't arsed. Like if you
keep your Blu-rays, I got an app on my phone.
Just watch it. Yeah, it was grand.
So the whole thing is I'm going to list off a console. I'm going to give you four answers. One of them is right, three of them are wrong.
Okay. And I have to get what, six LV?
That's what you're saying. You're setting the bar. pretty high bar, boy.
We'll have two 50-50s. Or will I, we could go, I don't know.
Sure.
We could go 5 to win.
Sorry, I cannot stop saying sure and boy. Like boy. Arthur. It's like, boy. It's not even, instead of saying sure, it's like S-O-A-H. It's like, sure.
I'd love to hear him say, hey, water boy, check this out.
Water boy.
Hey, water boy, check this out. It sound good.
Litter.
I know all about that. I already that got fucking ruined for me, thanks to yous.
Oh man, it's the best mission in the game. Don't look her up wherever you do. Do not look up.
Don't tell them what to
look up. I'm saying people are going, what is this mission? If someone ever tells you about Arthur and Lenny going drinking, don't look up the mission, because the second video that comes up straight away, the title is a complete spoiler to the entire game.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
Oh,
someone thought they were funny and put a spoiler in that title, and it's the second thing that comes up and you can't help but look at it.
What an asshole.
So do not look up Arthur and Lenny drinking.
Well, there's a warning for you. Do not look up. Don't like spoilers.
Someone acted the bollocks and put it up in it, knowing that will...
Half of the people listening are going to look it up.
But it just ruined what is the best piece of entertainment to come out the last few years. There, I said, you know what? This
Do you reckon they make a movie of it?
It is a movie already. If you just look up, if someone could put together all the cutscenes, it'd be a movie.
Mm.
They could play the whole game of fucking cinematic, then it's a movie.
We could just go back into Red Dead again.
No, yeah, shit.
What happened there?
Anyway. Oh, yes. Wait, no, what? Do you have anything else? We have music on Anchor, remember? We have a little sound effect.
Are you
going to
get the sound? Yeah, bring the sound effect.
Have you anything else about Red Dead you'd like to say, or any more venting about Fallout? Or?
Well, no, not about Fallout, actually.
Can I just say one thing, though, before we continue? Lads, we're going to... for a few drinks on Friday, the lads are, okay? For some of the world, we've all done it. Mm-hmm. We have no local. Can we just say, if anybody could donate...
Any suggestions?
If anybody could donate to the TLDF, that's the Lads Drinking Fund.
The Lads Drinking Fund.
For just €2 a day, one of the lads could get a bag of cans.
A bag of cans with the lads.
For €10 a day,
yeah,
the lads could get a bag of cans, a spritta, and a box of cigarettes.
Box of smokes.
For €50 a day.
For €50 a day.
The lads could all get a bag of Mandy.
Bag of Mandy. €50 a day. One bag. What Mandy are you buying?
I'm joking.
Fuck's sake.
But yeah, I'm going to get the sound effect. But lads, we have no fucking local. All our locals are closed. The nearest pub is a fucking shed on stilts.
What are you about?
Fucking
Swiss?
It's a tante.
It's a shed
fucking
on
garden
stilts.
Shed on stilts. With a pill table.
It's only a small GA. There's no pubs around.
The pub is half a pub. There's
anyway,
a fucking show.
If anyone has
there.
Any suggestions for a good location,
just add and please.
Throw in one there.
We have no pub.
Please donate.
Please donate to the TLDF.
To the Mandy Fund.
The TLDF.
Fuck's sake.
Oh, stop. Right.
But now what I was saying there about Fallout 76 thing. Fucking, I'm just picturing them leading all the lads' pictures on a troker box or something, that kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Like that picture at the end of a night. You ever see the two boys in like the student camp? It's like a big manky fucking character. It's like, yeah, bell down boards again, will you? Like 6 in the morning.
Oh, stop. But yeah, back to the two. So I'm disappointed about Fallout 76 as well, for one, but you were saying as well about the fucking about Elder Scrolls 6 having the same engine.
Yeah,
apparently
the
Elder Scrolls 6
engine,
has the same engine as Skyrim.
Go back, some of the codes in Morrowind,
yeah. Well, that's what I'm, but like, I still don't fully understand that. What are you doing going through fucking?
I'm looking for one for the start of the game show.
Alright.
But, don't worry about it. You just talk your thing.
But that's what I still don't know fully what you mean by. I know that what you mean saying that they're using the same engine.
All I'm saying.
But does
is,
that mean the game physics, the fluidity, the actual gameplay itself is gonna be the same
like,
as older generation consoles?
Like,
do you know?
It's
what I mean?
Gonna be a brand new PlayStation 5. It's gonna be on brand new hardware. Okay.
Yeah.
This the best of the best that's on console at the moment. And they're using an engine that's built for this current generation instead of just using something that could use this thing to the best of its ability.
But can they not just take the old engine and revamp that engine?
I could be wrong saying this, but like, imagine making a PS2 game using the same engine you made a PS1 game on.
Yeah, but
like,
there would be improvements, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
you know,
but why would
I mean?
You not make a brand new engine?
I don't know, man. Money, time.
Like, imagine making GTA 5 with the GTA 3 engine.
Yeah, I get you.
I could be wrong saying this as well.
How? Like, I don't know. Wrong how?
I don't know, because maybe I could be talking out my arse, and when I think that, like, I know what I'm talking about, I could be like an absolute dope, and people listening is going, ah, fuck this, this fella doesn't get clear what he's talking about.
I don't know, like, that's, I hope it's, but not, a lot if of it's people not are angry. What I think, like, if it's what I think, then, yeah, I'm fucking super disappointed, like, do you know what I mean? That's poxy. So, like, that's, I feel, it'd be like being cheated by Bethesda almost, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
What are you doing? Are you still going through yeah. things? But yeah, I just hope that, because that's like my all time favourite fucking game, is, you know what I mean, Elder Scrolls games. So like, oh, that'd be the biggest letdown ever, like, ever, because
forever ever.
But I'm telling you, like, I just hope it's not going to be like that, because I'll freak. But either way, I'm still excited for it.
The game's not coming out for like fucking 2022 or something.
I heard 2020.
2020, it's 2 years away.
Yeah, I know, but still, don't say 2022. Fuck,
well, they still have to get Starfield out of the way.
Yeah, I suppose. Unless they might scrap that, hopefully. Fuck Starfield.
Yeah, no, I'll scrap Starfield.
But you said that's another one that you said they were using the same engine with.
Yep.
So, that's, they can't, that'd be two letdowns in a row for Bethesda fans. Do you know what I mean? They can't do that, but they think of the money, the sales. I'm pretty sure that if we're saying this, we're able to calculate this for them, they are able to calculate that themselves. So, like, they might not. You could. We. I'm just hoping we're wrong in this.
Well, you came out and said it. Like, you wouldn't come out and say that if, like...
Will you hurry up and just pick random one?
They're all, like, there's nothing that's, like, bang. I can't even find that stupid YouTube intro music anymore.
Hmm?
Remember that, like, stupid, like, fucking down yoke?
No.
remember the song I tried to make a thing and you wouldn't let me make it a thing?
Oh, yeah, that fucking...
I'm trying to find where that is, because then the following music with it will be, like, just as, like, bouncy and jumpy as a hammer and
fuck
damper.
That. Hurry up, find one then so we can start this shit.
What's Hedgehog Wallace?
Hedgehog Wallace.
We're
going to
go with this.
No, too slow. It's too slow. Can't do that one.
Oh, what? We just started that one.
Yeah, but you're going to have to hit that. It needs to be short and quick. You know what I mean?
Short and quick?
Like, because it's a quiz. Right.
The Static City drumline. Drumline. Here we go.
I bet there's a drumline.
Should do it.
No. Oh, that one's not bad. That one's actually great.
Okay, we're going with that. That one's intense. That one is having sex outdoors. It's fucking intense.
What? Fucking intense.
Are you ready to play?
Right, let's do this.
Question one.
Ooh. That's a good
yeah. You just shut your fucking mouth when I ask the question.
Really? How's that for intense?
Sorry, it's my honour, sorry. speaking of
Reddit, ever commit a crime? Just say your honour is low.
No, it was my honour. No, it was my honour, your honour.
Yeah, your honour, me. It was low, it was. Sorry, judge. You know what I mean?
We
antagonised them.
Here we go. Question one. The Nintendo Entertainment System, also known as the NES. You know what it is, yeah?
Yeah.
The old AB.
Of course I do.
Okay. What was the last game to come out for the Nintendo Entertainment System?
That I don't fucking know.
I'm not going to give you three. I'm going to give you four guesses. Was it A, The Lion King?
Why? I didn't even know that was on the NES. Oh, wait, yeah. Is that the side-scroller one?
B, Super Mario Brothers 3. C, Pac-Man.
It definitely was.
Or D, Last Action Hero.
The Last Action Hero was a game? That Arnold Schwarzenegger movie?
Jeez, every film was a game on the NES. Everything
really,
was a
man?
Game, yeah. Like,
no way.
Everything.
Do you remember that
fucking
film? That was a fucking...
I've never actually seen it.
Really, man. Now, I haven't seen it since I was probably like six. I don't know, but like, I'd say if I watched it back, it's cringy as fuck, but...
Is it one of them? Well, it's one of those, like, it's one of those 80s classics,
isn't it? It's your proper cheesy Arnie movie, but I thought it was great, man, as a kid, like, the Last Action Hero. I can't remember it, like, I can just remember, like, flashes, bits of it, you know what I mean? I can't remember any dialogue from it or anything, one-liners or anything, but it was definitely... It was basically the film is about Arnie's, like, an action movie hero in the game when he comes to life.
All right.
So, you know what I mean? Like, he comes out of the screen. Oh no, sorry, the kid gets sucked into the screen.
Oh,
he
vaguely
and he goes into the movie,
this,
what I mean? And it's like it's an action movie, but it's class, man.
Yeah.
It was deadly. But okay, I never knew that was a game, so.
Everything was a game, man, on the NES. Everything.
Well, it definitely
does not mean he done well.
I don't think that could have been. I don't know. Maybe it could have been.
Again?
What year?
Not telling the years that it's over. Because if it was all the years, you don't even know. Let's go. Which number is the biggest? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Yeah, sorry. That was. I can't be asking that, right?
But I have to admit the years.
What was
here.
A again? What was the first one?
The Lion King.
Lion King.
Super Mario Brothers 3. Pac-Man, our Last Action Hero.
I think it's between The Lion King or Super Mario Brothers.
Super Mario.
I'm gonna actually go with Super Mario.
You're going with Super Mario Brothers 3. Oh. The last ever game on the Nintendo Entertainment System.
I'm thinking about I'm trying to think like what year The Lion King came out. I don't know about Super Mario Brothers.
It kind of works now because I know why you created this quiz, but at the same time I know the years that the new consoles came out. In that kind of way, if you take in consideration,
I think it could actually when it could be The Lion King.
When the SNES came out, like what year was SNES games being?
Yeah, I think The Lion King is a newer game than Super Mario 3.
Is that what you're going with?
I'll go with The Lion King. Go on, I'll go with The Lion King.
The Lion King?
Yeah.
Hang on, I need to get a lock-in noise. Do we have a lock-in noise?
You should have been searching for that then. You're going to be ages doing that.
I have to go find the fucking air.
What? Doesn't matter. So either way, I'm locking in.
It's bongos. The Lion King. It's bongos.
Well, it fits The Lion King. Rafiki.
Kind of work, doesn't it? It is The Lion King.
Is it?
Yes. Yay. The Lion King was the last game in Europe to come out for the Nintendo Entertainment System. It came out on May 25th, 1995.
I was thinking 94 in my head. I was close there. But
the Super Nintendo was out about 5 years at this stage.
Was it?
So think about that. Imagine playing the PS2 and like the fucking 5 years later. I don't know what I'm saying. I think I'm having a stroke. Red Dead.
Yeah, that's it. Red Dead on the brain.
That is one correct. Let me just mark that.
So up. That's one right. That grand. One.
You got that right.
Right. Yeah. Cause I don't know. I just. Something in my head was telling me.
You're thinking of The Lion King on the Super Nintendo.
I think I am.
Yeah.
You know, which goes to prove. Is it Simba?
You're Simba as a cub.
Yeah. That's the one I was thinking of. The little roar thing. Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of. But that's not that game.
No, that's a port to the Nintendo system. You know what I mean? Like really? A really 8-bit version of it.
No way.
Or could be like a crap version of it. We never know. We look it up someday.
Well, okay. At least I was right.
You're one for one. Question two. The Super Nintendo Entertainment System. The SNES.
SNES.
What was the last game to come out for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System? Was it A, Mickey Mouse Adventures? B, Porky Pig's Haunted Holiday? C, Timon and Pumbaa's Jungle Games? Or D, Tetris?
It definitely wasn't fucking... I don't know, unless I'm wrong. Mickey Mouse Adventures was the first one?
Mickey Mouse Adventures.
What was the second one?
Porky Pig's Haunted Holiday.
I played that one.
I have it.
Yeah. I remember Mickey Mouse Adventures. That was a good game, actually. I thought that was decent. What was the third one?
Timon and Pumbaa's Jungle Games.
I bet you it's a fucking Lion King one.
Imagine.
Imagine. So it's not. Really, hang on. So, I don't know. I'm thinking maybe Porky Pig is Looney Tunes. So Looney Tunes fairly old. Like.
Is Porky Pig a Looney Tune?
Yeah, it is. And Mickey Mouse is even older again. But I don't know how old the games could be. And the third one was what? Sorry, again?
Timon and Pumbaa's Jungle Games.
Jungle Games? Yeah. I'm assuming that came out. No, I don't know. I doubt that would be the...
Oh, I have a lot of dead air to edit on this.
And Tetris, yeah, there is. Yeah, there's a lot of thinking involved. That's
I think this stream will just do one-on-one fucking quizzes.
So, I think I'll go with...
He's going with...
I think maybe Mickey Mouse Adventures...
Mickey Mouse Adventures?
Possibly, yeah. And it's between that one and the second one was what?
Porky Pig's Haunted Holiday.
Yeah, second one and Tetris, the last one. Definitely yeah. Can't be Tetris. Can't be. So I think I'm going to go with Mickey Mouse Adventures.
Locking that in?
Yeah. What was it?
It was Timon and Pumbaa's Jungle Games.
Fucking was The Lion King shit. No way, man.
It was released on March 26th, 1998.
Oh my god.
You know what came out 2 years later?
What?
PlayStation 2.
No way.
Think about that. That was the last game made in the prime of the PS1. The Super Nintendo game was made.
Really?
That was these are the last, sorry. This one was saying, these are the last licensed games. There's a game that was made for the Nintendo that came out in 2004. Like, unlicensed.
Yeah.
People are still making fucking things for these games. Like,
that's mad.
So we are...
Well, that's one wrong. Oh, shit.
You're fucking wrong.
Felix. But,
Spawn Upon was Jungle Games, yeah.
That's mad.
Shall we move on?
Lion King was on a roll.
Well, yeah.
Fucking years later.
Just can't wait to be last. Move on. The Sega Mega Drive.
Oh, I loved that.
Sega does what Nintendo doesn't.
But there was mountains of game for that, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Like, fucking, and they were all just, like, same size crawlers. Mm. Just different fucking skins, basically, like.
Kinda.
Well, a lot of them were, I remember. Like, the Batman game, the fucking Power Rangers one, there was a lot of other ones, but I just remember they were all the fucking same. They were just all the same.
This one,
like, just size crawlers, beat 'em ups. But they were good, though. They were good. I still enjoyed them.
You know what's good?
What?
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Fuck off.
What was the last game released for the Sega Mega Drive? Was it A, FIFA 98?
Oh.
B, NFL 98.
FIFA 98 wasn't on the Sega Mega Drive, was it?
B, NFL 98. C, Madden 98. Or D, Sonic Pinball.
Oh, fuck off. Are you serious? If it's Sonic Pinball, I'm going to go mad. I'm not messing. Madden 98, NFL
98, and FIFA 98.
Isn't Madden and NFL the same fucking thing? Aren't they both American football games, no? Madden? Isn't Madden American football?
NHL, sorry.
NHL? Hockey.
Let's be right. I was like, that is right. Hang on, what? Yeah. No, it's NHL, the National Hockey League. Ice hockey.
Or else FIFA 98.
With all the Canadians and the goobers.
Sake, I'm going to have to 50-50 this one.
We got a 50-50, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to have to, man.
Oh, shit, I haven't got 50-50 noise. Hang on.
Fuck's sake. Do like a, I don't know. Fine, right. Just click a random one.
Yeah, I got one. Yeah, yeah. You going to do a 50-50?
Yeah, 50-50.
You're using a 50-50, whereas one of two 50-50s, and that 50-50 is going to break two of these answers away.
Okay.
Oh, the answer's all over the show.
You pure broke damn answers. Oh.
The remaining answers are FIFA 98.
Okay. Or
Sonic Pinball.
Oh, fuck off. Are you serious, man?
Oh, man, I didn't pick it. I mean, like, the computer did it.
No, you just put that Sonic Pinball off. Fucking Jesus. I'm going to have to go with FIFA.
You're going with FIFA 98?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Let me get the fucking thing. Are you sure?
Did I get it?
Yeah. It's FIFA 98. What year did it come out?
No. 97.
Yes,
I knew it. Yeah, because they always put the fucking
out, yeah.
They always,
you're about to go 98.
I was about to just say 98, then I was like, no, they always did release the net. Probably, I don't know how many girlfriends must have done this in Ireland, just get their fellas or mas, get their sons the wrong FIFA game. They'd be like, no, it's FIFA 19, but it's 8, but what do you mean it's 2018? Yeah, but it's fucking FIFA 19, they released the next one, what do you mean? That doesn't make any fucking sense. Oh, fucking relationship over.
Wow.
Yeah, I've seen it happen.
I'm trying to say, that comes from experience. You don't play FIFA.
No, I don't play FIFA. I've actually just seen it happen.
That's like those film companies that make the
not the relationship over part, but I've seen couples fighting over it, you know.
You make the really cheap rip offs of films.
Yeah.
And then he goes out and gets them in the fucking bargain basement. You know what I mean? I want the new Transformers film, which goes and gets Transmorphers.
Transmorphers or something.
You're looking it's like a Marge got Bart the wrong game at Christmas, the golfing game instead of the fucking the Mortal Kombat thing. He's like, ah, oh, thanks.
Yeah, the fucking the pirate copies. Do you remember them days? Chipped games and all?
Games, the PS1. We talked about that on the PS1 thing, didn't we?
We brushed over it a bit.
The Metal Gear thing.
Yeah, there was loads of chipped games going around and stuff.
He's a loader. If he's listened to the last podcast.
Well, right, so I got that one right.
You got that right.
Grand, so that's two I have right.
I'm just closing all my tabs, so I just have what I need open. I have the Chrome page with the dates on it, because I didn't write down the dates because I'm a dope.
Dates of what?
Of what the year the game came out.
Oh, the release dates. Yeah.
Okay, moving on. The original Game Boy, the big brick.
Yeah,
the big brick, the one that survived.
I had it for years.
The one that went into war and still works.
That them things were fucking, I don't know, bleeding titanium, man. They were solid. They were like.
Dale.
They were blocky as you drop them on the floor to break the floor.
Dale.
They were class, but they just had no light on the screen. But I tell you, that attachment was a blessing. That was a blessing, man. Countless nights sat under my covers in bed,
I think the Game Boy Mini or the Pocket, I think one of them had a backlight in it.
What?
I could be wrong, actually, or maybe I think maybe one variation of the backlight, maybe it didn't.
Bleeding Hammer and Pokemon over. It was a fucking.
What was the final game?
That sounded really dirty.
Hammering Pokemon over.
Countless nights under my covers playing with that thing, hammering Pokemon over.
Pokemon Pikachu.
That was a bad old choice of words right there. But yeah.
Beating your dick till it's Bulbasaur.
You dope.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, that was a ghastly joke.
It'll haunt until you, until you squirtle.
It'll haunt your dreams.
I don't know. No. Oh, that's too far.
Yeah, sorry.
But, right.
Charmander.
So, what? you just had to throw in the third one. I was trying to think of a Charmander one, so I just switched to Squirtle.
I said two more in between. You didn't even catch any of them.
Did you not? Yeah. What did you say?
I said that was a ghastly joke. It's going to haunt your dreams.
Oh, you dopey. No, I'm not. I'm going through the Pokemon in my head now, trying to think of them.
What can I do? What can I do?
I'm going.
No, you're too slow, bro.
Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one. Man. I still can't think of one. Fuck off. I'm on the spot now.
I was too busy just beating my dick the Pokemon in the Game Boy.
Shut up. You dope. But, no, still though, yeah. Anyway, I think that was actually the only game I've ever played on Game Boy, man.
I bought a Game Boy.
Straight up. I'm trying to think of other games I had on Game Boy.
I bought the original Game Boy off... who did I buy it off? In sixth class, I bought it off. Dean Bunnell sold it to me for a tenner.
A tenner?
Yeah.
That was a bargain.
There was no battery back on it.
It was a fucking bargain, man.
And I bought it for a tenner because I had Pokemon Blue, but I had no Game Boy.
No way.
So I used to have to play it at home on the Super Game Boy, on the TV.
Oh, yeah.
And holy shit, I could only play it on the TV, which no one fucking believed me that I could do.
Like, yeah, I
can never bring me Pokemon in and trade or play with other people. It's like, where's your Pokemon? It's at home. I actually used to bring the game in. I used to sit beside Paddy. And he'd have his game. I was like, hey, you want to look at mine? And he used to whip his out and put mine in. Like,
yeah, check my Pokemon there.
And I never had my own Game Boy, so I'll borrow it off the nail.
Show your Game Boy.
But I'll never forget though, sitting at the end of my stairs in my mom's house, fighting Mewtwo.
Oh, yeah, man. Remember the day I caught Mew? I was like, yeah, but don't think Mew was in Blue though, was he?
I don't think Mew was in anything. You can only catch Mew at a special event.
Yeah, no, Mew is in definitely in one of them, and I caught the motherfucker.
He's not under a truck or anything like that. That's a lie.
I found the cunt.
Yeah, I was given to you.
What?
He was given to you.
Yeah, like I had him. You know, he was traded to you. In the game.
He was traded to you. You can only get Mew at an event.
Was he? Yeah. Was he? Because Mewtwo was in the cave.
Yeah,
that's the one. That's
Bet
the
his one. Ass. Because I used my Master Ball on the Zapdos, so I couldn't catch
it. But I remember Mew was in the game, but I don't know if it was blue or not. Which one did I have?
We'll look her up in a minute.
I had red, I think I had red, blue and yellow. I never had any ones after yellow.
Well, I don't think any more came out of that, I think.
Yeah, it was. What about all the fucking diamonds?
On the colour.
That was the colour.
That's a different concept.
Well, then it was blue. No, sorry, red I had on the normal Game Boy.
Yeah, I had blue. I had blue and silver.
Yeah, with the Charmander one.
I was blue on the Game Boy, and I was silver on the Game Boy Colour.
I had red, then I got blue for the Game Boy Color, and then I got yellow. That was the Pikachu one.
Yep.
Yeah.
He just follows you around everywhere.
That was cool. But couldn't you switch between them?
Well, he just follows you around.
Walk around as Pikachu. Was that a later one?
Oh, that was a different one.
Yeah, that was a different one, wasn't it?
You know, Reynolds walking around.
And the bike. When you got the bike, man, that was a blessing.
Did you ever play the re-release, did you? Did you ever play Fire Red and Leaf Green?
No. I didn't play any of those.
It's a Game Boy Advance remaster of Red and Blue.
Oh, really?
So, coloured.
Like in the one game?
No, just it's either Fire Red and Leaf Green. It's Pokemon Red and Green in Japan.
Yeah.
But we got Red and Blue over here.
Why is it green?
It's Red and Blue over here, but there were two. Don't ask me why. This is just what they did. Red and Blue was Fire and Water, but Fire and Water are always against each other, and they always cause like conflict.
Yeah.
In Japan, the green is meant to represent a more peaceful thing. Even though fire burns grass,
like fire would annihilate the green.
Green is just it's less seen as something that's like you wouldn't fire and leaf.
Yeah, like realistically, Charmander would absolutely slaughter Bulbasaur, man.
Charmander
just light him up straight away.
Charmander's the best.
Shut up, Bulbasaur. You know, it's such a light there, you little tick.
So yeah, I had Pokemon Blue.
Okay, Squirtle laughed at you. No, you won't.
I never had. I'll put your fucking tail out.
You won't tell Squirtle. You won't, because I'll burn you. Squirtle's the only one that can give him a go. Well, Pikachu might give him a knock there. He'd probably batter them all, in fairness.
Pikachu's dope.
Pikachu, what you mean? I love Pikachu.
Ryan Reynolds.
Actually, what the fuck? Speaking of Pikachu, what is the story with that? Ryan Reynolds playing Pikachu?
Looks fucking weird, doesn't it?
It's like, what the fuck, man? It's just Deadpool as Pikachu. know what I mean?
I'm going to watch it.
I'm definitely gonna go see it.
It's real life Pokemon, like.
It actually does look good, but like, is not what you expect at all.
There's a thing, like, there's a post on the wall for like a second in the clip, but it's like an underground fight club, not like an old boxing.
Yeah.
And someone, it's like Articuno versus, like, it wasn't Articuno with a fight club.
Fucking Articuno, that's the bleeding Kikuno.
It's a legend. What?
there's a bleeding thing.
It's the fireboard. It's the ice board. It's the three legendary boards.
Well, then I'm thinking of another
you
one.
Think Kakuna.
Kakuna. Yeah. That's the fucking
Articuno. Articuno is what Arthur Morgan throws into it, as he said in the spoiler.
Articuno. Yeah.
Articuno Morgan.
Articuno. Hitman Lee was my favourite, man. Just because it was a Bruce Lee based. There's always a Bruce Lee based bleeding Pokemon character.
Mm. Pokemon character and everything.
No, like yeah, Bruce, character yeah. slash fucking whatever. There's always a, anything to do with fighting. There's always a Bruce Lee based character, yeah. But yeah, yeah,
what's it? Hong Lee in Street Fighter. It's Bruce Lee
in Street Fighter.
Yeah,
Fei Long.
That's it. Yeah.
Fei Long, yeah. And then the Martial Law.
Have you seen Law and Tekken 7?
In 7?
Yeah. What a fucker is ripped. Like he's holy being ripped. I always think of Law as in a Tekken 3, like he's just polygons.
Yeah, but now he's always kind
in,
of.
But
ripped,
now he's in 4K, and I'm like, holy fucking shit, Law is stacked.
Yeah,
like, I'm like, what the fuck, man? Bicep the size of my fucking head.
It's basically, they're all similar. You know what I mean?
Well, when it came to the Game Boy, I think everybody only played Pokemon, either Pokemon Yellow, Pokemon Blue, or Pokemon.
Yeah, like why Pokemon even other fucking? I did have other Game Boy games. I just can't remember what they were because I didn't play any of them.
But I was a Blue Boy, Pokemon Blue Boy. I was not a Pokemon Red Dead Redemption 2. Speaking of,
that's just gonna get thrown in every now and then. Now
can't wait for Red Dead Redemption 3.
I'm actually sweating to go home and play the rest of it now. I need to get through it.
What was the last game on this console? Was it A, Street Fighter 2?
Oh yeah, what console? Sorry, yeah. Game Boy. Game Boy. Yeah, we got
was
lost
it again. A, there. Street Fighter 2. B, Pokemon Yellow. C, Yogi Bear. Or D, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay, well, we just said that Pokemon Yellow was Game Boy Color.
So no. Red, Blue, and Yellow were the...
Yeah, Boy, that's what I was trying... I was saying that, wasn't I?
No, it was Silver and Gold were the first Game Boy Color games, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Street Fighter, Pokemon Yellow...
Yogi Bear or Buffy.
Buffy, oh, I remember that. I remember Buffy, actually.
Buffy?
I didn't know about you. No, Yogi Bear. I never played Yogi Bear.
You know what?
I'm going to go with Pokemon Yellow.
I actually know where my Yogi Bear cartridge is.
Oh, wait. I don't know now, actually.
I actually know where my Yogi Bear cartridge is. It's on top of your mom's microwave the last 7 years.
7 years? Yeah. What the fuck? Why is what?
It hasn't left the kitchen. It was across over the fridge. And
so
there
might
was
not clean up.
It's just one of
Rachel, what's the story?
It's in that random, like, that random box of
7 years.
I just know it's there. It's in the kitchen years.
You remove that and there'll be a perfect little square on that
no,
top.
No, it's
that
not microwave. On top of the microwave. It's not actually just on the microwave. It's in a box full of stuff, like.
Oh, right.
But
right.
I just know it's there. I can see it anytime I'm in the kitchen. Like, I don't know anywhere.
I don't know. I'm thinking Pokemon.
Pokemon?
I don't know. If I'm wrong here, though, I lose. I can't afford to lose another one, can I? I can afford to lose one more.
Yeah, one more.
I don't want it. Because I've still got a lot of other... How many questions have I got now?
You got four more after this.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
You got two, right?
Shit.
What are you locking in? Come on. 45 minutes.
I'm going to go with Pokemon. Just... Oh, I got it, did I? Yeah. I had a feeling it was because... I remember, like... That was, like... When Yellow came out, that was, like, the end of Game Boy... itself, like that was when the colour and all came out, you know what I mean, and stuff like that came out shortly after that, and I don't really remember much games being released on the Game Boy after Pokemon Yellow.
No, what year it came out?
What? No,
have a job at the year, not the month, not the year.
2001.
Really quick, right? Give me
2000.
Give me a date. 2001. Give me a month. Just pick any month. Let's see how close you get to it.
November.
Okay, give me a date. So 30 days. One between 1 and 30.
25th.
And give me a year.
2001.
You're fucking shit at this game.
Obviously, how am I going to pick
that? How dare you not get the randomly chance?
What was it?
July 7th, 2000. You're close on the year.
I was close on the year.
Yeah. It was a date.
I remember I was like 10 or 11 or something like that at the time. No, wait, I would have been 9 actually. 2000 and what?
2000.
Oh, 9, no.
Yeah, you would have been 9. Yeah.
I would have been 9. Yeah.
Been
10, going on 10.
Well, of course you were going on 10. You weren't going on 11.
It was, right? Big boy. But anyway, so I got that one, right? Grant.
Yeah.
Happy days.
Moving on.
Right.
It's the Nintendo 64.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. GoldenEye, yeah.
Oh, I loved it.
Loved it. GoldenEye, and what was that? I had a
football soccer.
I remember I had it was a football game that I have. I can't remember what it was called. But I just kept picking because I was so shit at it and I was getting so frustrated. I remember one day I ended up setting it up as a two player game and just absolutely annihilating an idle team. just so I could get me own back and win. So for I kept lost about four games in a row. I was like,
so I was like, fuck, so you this set up now. A second player.
I set up won. A second player and just ran rings around the team, just so I could be like, right, and I need to practice.
Here we go. And I won 2-1.
Yeah, I know, like, but I don't know. Somehow they still managed to score. I don't know how many bleeding. I can't remember. I just remember bleeding, being satisfied. Now it's now. Fuck you. I just kept breaking up all the players. So what are the chances? What are the choices?
We have A, Goldeneye. B,
I knew it was going to be on it.
B, Paper Mario. C, The Legend of Zelda: Majora's Mask.
Ooh.
Or D, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3.
Pro Skater 3.
Yeah.
On the Nintendo 64.
Nintendo 64.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
What? Are you actually serious?
Tony Hawk was on the N64, yeah.
So that's not a red herring. That was actual N64.
None of these are red herring. I will actually tell a lie. When the last see the Game Boy, Buffy was actually a Game Boy Color game, so I'm sorry.
Was it? Yeah.
None of them are red herrings. These are all on the systems.
No way.
Yeah. When
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3.
Think about it.
That was a PS2 game.
It was a
fucking PS2 game. Like, that was the cheat. I'm checking you out. Checking me out. Remember that cheat? Like, that was Pro Skater 3, man.
Yeah.
Well, I think I might actually go with that. Hold on, what were the other choices?
Goldeneye, Paper Mario, and Legend of Zelda. Goldeneye was one of
the first bleeding games.
Legend of Zelda, Majora's Mask.
Legend of Zelda, though.
But Majora's Mask.
I think it's between that. Majora's Mask. Paper Mario was kind of fairly newish as well, but I don't know if it's the last one to come out.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might have to 50-50 this one.
50-50? Hang on, Jesus.
We've only got one left, though.
You do. But you only have four questions left.
And this is including that one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But I can only afford to lose out, like.
Yeah.
Oh shit, man, I'm gonna have to fucking 50-50.
I'm gonna have to edit a lot of fucking dead air.
I know I'm gonna have to 50-50.
It's funny because when you listen back to this, none of this is here and you're just like talking normally as if those gaps are there's like in the last 20 seconds 10 seconds have been dead air. But I'm saying it's giving out, but you're gonna be like, what is he talking about?
It's just gonna be all chopped up and edited, like. Wait, but still I don't know whether to 50-50 it now. Oh shit, man. What are the choices again? Give me the choices.
GoldenEye, Paper Mario, Legend of Zelda, Majora's Pro Skater 3.
That's a fucking hard one, man.
It
is. It's between Zelda, I think, and it could be Paper Mario, because I know Paper Mario was like, oh shit, man.
Oh.
I'm gonna have to go. I'll go with Tony Hawk's.
You go with Tony Hawk's?
Yeah.
I gotta have to go with the yoke.
It's wrong. Oh, it's right.
I nearly gave it away by accident.
Because it was a PS2 game.
The N64 came out alongside the PlayStation. That's what I mean.
Like, yeah, the PS1. Yeah. So I was like, this is Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3. Like,
yeah, that's even caught me off guard as well when I kind of thought about it more and more. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3. Go on, give me a month.
A month? Yeah. Oh, shit. I don't know.
Between 1 and December.
For fuck's sake, I have a 1 in 12 chance of getting it. Like, you know what I mean? February.
Give me 30 days.
Can I change that month?
Yeah, go.
October.
30 days, that's September. 21.
16th.
I'll give you a year.
Oh, shit. 2003?
No. August 20th, 2002.
Two? Oh, that's a year off again.
You're close in the years. You got it right, though.
God, well, at least I got it right, yeah. Thank you.
Jeez,
but yeah, that's what I was like. That was running like
fucking arse.
What?
That game.
Pro Skater 3.
On the N64.
I'd say it was brutal on that, man.
The fucking PS2 game on the N64.
That's, yeah, like, I can't even imagine. I need to look that up. See what that looked like.
The PlayStation.
Ooh, which?
The PlayStation 1.
Okay.
Is the final game on the console. FIFA 05. Pro Evo 05.
Oh,
Final Fantasy 9, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Oh shit, man.
What? Sorry.
I'm gonna have to 50-50 this one. I think that's a tough one. I think it's Final Fantasy, though.
You think?
I think, but I'm not sure. Or it could be like, because it could be one of the FIFAs, or it could be a Pro Evo. Oh, that's a real tough one. I'm gonna have to fucking, I think I might have to 50-50 this one.
Give me a second, I have to find a year. You want a 50-50? Yeah.
I think I might have to do on this one, but I've still got other questions.
You have two more after this. You going 50-50?
Yeah, I'm going to have to do it. That's
with the power of 50-50, please, Mr. Cow, remove the two answers.
What happened to the fucking glass break thing?
Sorry, get rid of the cow, please. Thank you, it's a glass break.
It's Stone Cold Steve Austin.
He's giving a cow a Stone Cold Stunner.
But
he stopped drinking beer, he's stone cold sober now, he is.
Yeah, stone cold sober. That's a good one. Stone cold sober.
So now the Mad Cow that Scott broke up with Stone Cold there got rid of two games.
Yeah.
The two games that now remain are FIFA 05.
Oh. And
Harry Potter and Chamber of Secrets.
Oh shit, that's a tough one.
What did you think it was?
Chamber of Secrets. What the?
You thought it was Final Fantasy though, didn't you?
Hmm?
You thought it was Final
Fantasy. I thought it was Final Fantasy. It was people having a big party.
People out there having a party.
Or else having more. I wouldn't do that.
Dare they have fun outside?
What are you all doing having fun?
Get the fuck out of here.
Eating kids. Fucking I don't know. That's actually kind of made it even harder.
Well, I'm sorry.
I
can make it even harder. I think the right answer is
FIFA 05 or Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Yes.
I think it's FIFA then. I'm going to have to go with FIFA. Lock it in, FIFA, quick.
Yes!
I knew it because I was thinking about the movie Chamber of Secrets and all, and I was like, oh, that came out before 2005, didn't it?
Yeah.
Or was it the same year?
Fun fact, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets is the last game to come out on the Game Boy Color.
As well? Oh, like,
yep.
That's
just something that I knew. I was like, I'll put that in instead.
I never played the Chamber of Secrets. I had the Philosopher's Stone on the PS1, was it? Was that on PS1? Yeah, it was. Yeah.
So was Chamber of Secrets. I got around the boat and I went with mate Ian and clocked the boat one night.
No, man, it took me ages to figure that game out. Philosopher's Stone.
Chamber of Secrets ages. Is legit, man. You can go around the whole map. You can go around on the fucking broom. You can go, like, it's a free around the castle.
Classic. Could you not do that in Philosopher's Stone?
No. You could, but it was upgraded. You know what I mean? You can go to the Burrow and all, you could.
Yeah, anyway. I remember. Quidditch was good. I remember the Quidditch was actually all right on it.
No, there's a Quidditch World Cup game.
Is
there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you know who were the Quidditch World Cup champions in 1994?
Gryffindor.
Ireland.
What?
Yeah, they go to a match.
Wait, what? Hang on. What do you mean?
They go to the World Cup.
Like, in real life, or what are you talking about? Like, I know not actually real life, but like...
in the books. Like, it's only... It's
like
only
a role-playing fucking thing? Or what the fuck you mean? What do you mean?
They go
in the actual lore of Harry Potter.
In Goblet of Fire, in 1994 is Goblet of Fire.
Yeah.
They go to the World Cup, and it's Ireland versus...
Is that the year Goblet of Fire is set in?
Yeah.
94?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was set in the 90s.
Harry Potter was born in 1981.
No way.
Yeah.
I actually never knew that.
Yeah.
I thought it was like kind of more present day.
No, Harry Potter was created in 1990 something. Like, it took a while for them to come out. Like, but it's on.
But the films themselves aren't set in those years, are they?
Are
they set in the 90s? Like,
you don't really know because there's no technology.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, because it's mostly in the wizard world. Like. Yeah.
And the whole idea is like technology doesn't work, so you can't see it on, like, the internet or anything like that.
Yeah, and
but
like,
that's
what I mean, because of all the magic and stuff.
Yeah, like. Philosopher's Stone was in 1991.
No way.
Yeah, the Battle of Hogwarts is 1998. And I think it was last year, like the 19,
I remember it took
the
me,
19 years later, I think at the very end of the book, was last year, I think.
Yeah, the level of frustration I had when you in Philosopher's Stone with that troll. Not the troll.
Big boy.
The big fucking...
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, only at the start of the fucking bleeding thing, man. It took me head in. I was like, what do I have to do? I didn't know what I had to do, man.
Right, real quick. Give me a month.
June.
Give me a day.
The 20th.
Give me a year.
For what?
For the game. What came out?
Wait, which game? Which game are we on about again?
FIFA.
04.
Yeah, you got that right. It came out in I lost it. Fuck. It came
That's
out
the handy one about FIFA, you know the year and anyway.
It came out October 12th.
October 12th, ah.
Yeah. 2012. Fuck. Anyway.
Boom.
Let's go. PlayStation 2.
Sounds pure dirty.
I got lost.
Let's go.
I got lost in myself, sorry. The PlayStation 2.
PS2.
Best selling console of all time.
That's mad, yeah.
Especially when I read your discs.
What?
You put your game and you're waiting for the loading screen to go,
Come on,
go into them towers.
Go on, do it.
When I came up red disc reader, you're like, oh, fuck you.
Bollocks. Clean the disc.
Was it A, Call of Duty World at War? B, Pro Evolution
2014?
C, FIFA 2014?
Fuck's sake.
D, Tomb Raider Angel of Darkness?
Oh, what? Angel of Darkness? What's Angel of Darkness?
The Tomb Raider game.
Obviously. Yeah, but like, Angel of Darkness, I didn't even, why is like, I never heard of that. That Tomb Raider game.
Yeah, that's the reason why.
Yeah, well, it's probably shite, but I don't know.
Fuck off, cow. Sorry, I didn't mean that. Your finger hit off the button.
I was like, what? Is that right? What are you trying to do? Slag off Tomb Raider? Yeah. Lara Croft's a cow. Right? Fuck off, Lara. You little dope. Nobody wants to hear about your Angel of Darkness game.
Oh,
maybe that was the last one that came. I don't know.
Stop. You gotta get these next two right.
I know. No, I can't think of, I know. Do I have said that?
I know.
So I can afford, afford to lose out on one here.
Yeah, you don't want to say that though.
But I don't want to.
You don't want to?
I fucking don't want to, but...
I don't want to.
I don't know. It could be that Angel of Darkness game because I don't know. Because it doesn't seem... What was the ones before that? FIFA and Pro Evo and...
Call of Duty World at War.
World at War?
World at War.
No, that wasn't the last one to come out. On PS2.
Yeah. No, that was a PS3 game.
2000 and... What FIFAs? 14, 15?
Pro Evolution 2014. FIFA 2014.
I'm going to go with the Tomb Raider one.
You sure?
Oh, don't be mad, fucking! I don't know what to do. I'm gonna have to, yeah, go to. Oh, fuck you! Yeah. Was it Call of Duty?
What?
Was it Call of?
Go up and earn it. No, it was probably even in 2014.
Was it?
Yeah.
But they came out in 2000. When did PS3 come out?
PS3.
That came out fucking.
PS3?
Yeah.
PS3 came out in like 2007 or something.
Oh yeah, it did. What the fuck? Bollocks, yeah, because I had it in my head that I was like, because I was about, what, 15, 16 when the PS3 came out.
Hmm.
But I thought,
I
had it in my head that it was 2000 and, I don't know. I got confused there. Bollocks.
I was in 6th year when I got a PS3.
Yeah, shit. I got confused on that one.
Final.
Right, now I can't afford to fuck anything up
no,
now. Bollocks.
No. Final one.
Fuck Pro Evo anyway.
Oh, hang on. That was pretty low.
Very low.
It's not doing it.
Final question.
Xbox. Big black box with a green circle in the middle.
Xbox. And a green X, actually. Yep. No, it's a white circle with a green X. Get it right. Well, even though fuck Xbox and PlayStation.
What's the final game on the Xbox for the win? Halo 2.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Black.
The fuck is black?
Ooh, what's black?
What's black?
Fantastic first person shooter.
Really?
Yeah.
Never played it.
Madden 09.
Oh.
Or Razor Freestyle Scooter. Oh, Jesus.
I haven't played it. What was the first one, right? I haven't played any of those games.
Halo 2, Black, Madden 09, or Razor Freestyle Scooter.
I have not played any of those games. I played Halo Reach for like 10 minutes. Didn't like it. Shit. Oh, man, this is tough. Halo. I don't think it was Halo.
I gotcha, Halo.
Pretty sure it wasn't Halo, because that was like the biggest fucking franchise going on the Xbox. Black? No, I don't even know about that game.
Black's a great game.
Madden 09?
Yeah, huh? Or Razor Freestyle Scooter.
Oh, shit, man. First choice again.
Halo 2.
Black. Couldn't have been Halo.
Madden 09. Razor Freestyle Scooter.
I'll go with Black.
You sure? Ready? Locking in?
Yeah, go on. I knew it. Fuck! Alex! I did not survive. What was it? Madden? I bet just fucking Madden.
Of course it was Madden.
It's always a fucking sports game.
Think about it, it's always a sports game.
It's been FIFA 98,
it's been FIFA
04. That's what I was thinking in my head, like, all the sports games have been getting it, but, like, this could be the one where it's not, you know what I mean? I was like, Madden 09, that's my answer.
Yeah,
I was waiting on that. Fuck you.
That was a bit of fun, wasn't it?
Ah, yeah, it was knowledgeable.
There's another one we can do as well, another time if you want to.
What
should I tell you? But if I tell you, you're not going to look her up, alright?
No, I won't.
So these are all the last games that came out for consoles.
Don't go PC or anything.
No, I
thought you were going to say, well, I suppose.
Maybe down the line if you want. If you don't look them up now, promise me.
I won't. I actually won't. What is it though?
We'll make, what were the first games that came out for these consoles?
That one might be a bit easier. Well, no. That one might.
Is that something you want to see, kids? Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I'd do that quiz, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd do that one.
Oh, water.
I'm not going to look that up. Look that shit.
Right. That was a bit of crack. That was actually a bit of bands.
Yeah,
by the way, this is a podcast called A Bit of Bands. We didn't say that at the start.
Yeah, we're back. We were back. Yeah, I was on a rant about Fallout, that's why.
Yeah.
Red Dead Redemption?
Oh my god, Red Dead Redemption 2! No, not fair enough. If Red Dead Redemption 2 is so fucking good, how come there's been no Red Dead Redemption 2? Huh?
What do you mean?
There's no sequel. The number 2, if it's so good.
Because it's a fucking prequel.
Everything gets every game gets it like, it's the number 2. So where's Red Dead Redemption 2?
Do you reckon there's going to be any DLC for it?
Of course there is.
Yeah.
We are going to Mexico.
But how are they going to do that?
Story-wise.
Do you know what I mean?
They'll do something.
Because you don't go to Mexico
then, until you know what's going to be. You know
the first game.
You know what's going to be? It's gonna
be John doesn't. So
it's gonna be you are a completely brand new character. Bet you the DLC
going to Mexico as the in the DLC like a spin off.
I bet you're gonna be like fucking Bill or Charles or Javier.
Careful.
What?
We're not spoiling that, are we?
No, he's a member of your gang.
No, because I haven't fucking played the bleeding thing yet. Better not be saying some shit.
It could be in, like, why not be in the gang?
Well, if it's a spin off, then it doesn't matter. Like, yeah, it's a side thing.
Or it could be something completely different.
Do you reckon they do like an Undead Nightmare one again?
That's what people think as well. Undead Nightmare was out of fucking nowhere, and it was pretty good. It was very easy though, because like, you go into Deadeye mode. And then you have to get headshots to kill them.
If you got a headshot,
you regain Deadeye.
Yeah.
So you're just constantly in a loop of constant Deadeye mode.
Oh, that's sweet.
But it's very easy. Yeah. It was a really good game. It was kind of like reverse of what happened. You got to meet all the characters again.
Yeah, I know all about it and stuff. Yeah, like I know the ending and all that shit. But I just never played the whole thing.
Like spoilers for Red Dead Redemption 1, the very first game. Like obviously we said it a few times. Your main character John dies at the end.
Yeah, and you take over as Jack.
An Undead Nightmare. John still dies, but he comes back out of the ground like
as a zombie.
Yeah, you go around the game going. You're a zombie John for the rest of the DLC.
That's mad.
Yeah, good game. Anyway, that's been a good crack.
Yeah, that was good. It was decent.
You knocked that out.
Until the next quiz.
Yeah, we kept that quiz. It'd be under an hour nearly when I take all the stuff into. So yeah, thanks Wes.
No budge. I'm sick of fucking got that last one wrong.
I know.
I hate losing quizzes. I'm competitive. But yeah. Graph. You fucking cow. Fuck you, you bleeding cow. The fuck are you?
Oh, stop. Anyway, thanks very much for listening.
Cheers, folks.
For anybody who always likes and shares and all that, it's really, really appreciated.
Genuinely is, yeah.
Honestly, nice is. Nice one. Put a little smile on my face when that notification comes up on the phone.
Well, yeah, it's nice to know that people are fucking paying attention. You know what I mean? Basically.
Thanks for listening.
Cheers, folks.
So, this is Wes Lowe. Thank you.
That's me. And there's Louis.
Thank you very much. And as always...
Yeah.
Take it easy. And if it's easy, take it home.